Hello again, Christian Comedy Podcast subscribers, and welcome back. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, host of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. If you're wondering how you ended up subscribed to this podcast or what happened to the Christian Comedy Podcast, then please visit ChristianComedyPodcast.com and listen to our short audio introduction over there, and that will answer your questions. Feel free to contact me with any other questions, feedback at CleanComedyPodcast.com. This episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you in part by GoToMeeting with HD Faces and by
Mabs, musicians against broken strings, because a broken string can tear down your day in a snap.
It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 119.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Rockwood.
Oh. Wow, I think I just saw his face turn inside out.
Wow.
No way! Where'd you come from? Well, I mean, not like specifically, but generally.
Oh boy.
Metaphysically.
Metaphysically?
Emotionally. Theologically.
Technologically. This is getting beyond the scope of this podcast.
Psychopathically. Where'd you come from?
How long has it been? I don't know where I've been.
It's been a long time.
I'm starting to wonder if I exist when this podcast isn't running. Like, I have these stories, but I'm just not sure anymore.
You are the tree falling in the forest that, when no one is around, does not make a sound.
I'm wondering, though, this podcast might be like the refrigerator, and I can't tell, and I'm like the light of the refrigerator, and I can't tell if I'm on when the podcast is shut.
That's a little prideful,
not
to call yourself the light of the refrigerator.
Be that as it may. Well, it's what I'm wondering, so, existentially.
Little boy over there singing "This Little Light of is Me" is Jeremy.
Wow.
Welcome back from the dead.
He's dead.
And we also have
me. You have me.
I was hoping you would introduce yourself by like saying, "And I'm Jenny."
Hi, I'm Jenny.
Yeah,
the forgotten co-host.
Jenny just imitated herself. It was rather good.
That's prideful right there.
Well, you should hear when she imitates me imitating her.
Oh my.
That's so meta.
Show us an imitation of that.
That has to happen. Oh my.
Maybe later.
Dan, can you imitate Jenny imitating you imitating her?
Very good.
No. Yeah, at some point we just like blank out. And we have a special guest besides Jeremy joining us in the studio today. Is
Hi, I'm Jonathan Eastab.
Hey, Jonathan or John?
It doesn't matter.
Eastab?
Okay, I guess we should have done introductions with the last name.
Eastab, like wow. eBay or email. Eastab.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, we might have our episode title already.
What a terrible name to have.
And it's so early 2000s.
Hi, I'm Dr.
It should be iStep now.
I'm Dr. Eaststab, and I...
Wow.
Welcome to the
Jeremy, you didn't
funeral.
Tell me about this.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Well, I'm glad your name is not Eaststab.
Me and my wife both.
I'm Eaststab, she's Weststab.
Wow. That's not how it works.
No?
No.
Well, you've not been married before, so you don't know.
Oh, burn.
It's like east and west.
Burn.
Like opposite sides of a compass that together make a perfect circle.
Yeah, keep going. I'm going to shut the door and the light's going to go out.
And then you won't
except
be
that
anymore.
Means me not existing, so I'm not even sure that was a good threat.
Well, speaking of shutting the door and lights going out, that's probably what many of you and other people are doing right now, that you're leaving your homes, you are vacating the premises and going on vacation. But when you're on vacation, that doesn't mean that work has to stop. Or
I've been doing it wrong.
If your coworkers and clients and colleagues are even just traveling for business, that doesn't mean that your entire job and business altogether has to stop. Instead, you can keep it going by using an excellent service called GoToMeeting. It's where you can meet online with clients, colleagues, coworkers, comrades, book clubs, friends, family members, whoever. You can host an online meeting, so anywhere there's an internet connection, people can join your meeting. And if they have a webcam, it makes the meeting so much better because GoToMeeting has high-definition faces, so you can get to read the body language from other people and facial expressions and get to see the people that you're talking to. So it's just like meeting face-to-face, but it's so much more convenient and so much cheaper, too. Instead of trying to fly someone from their vacation back here just for a meeting and fly them back out to their vacation, you can host a meeting just simply online. You can even join a meeting from an iPad using its camera. I highly recommend a GoToMeeting because it's easy, it's quick, it's super simple for people to join and participate in through phone, through a mobile device like iPads and Android devices, or through their computer, and it's a breeze for you to set up as well. Work smarter this summer with GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Our listeners can try it free for 30 days. Don't wait. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. Be sure to use the promo code PODCAST when you turn the lights out and go to meeting. That was kind of a corny end.
It was?
When you turn the lights out.
If you turn the lights out, you can't see the people on the camera.
No matter how HD the faces are.
Yes. You can see HD darkness.
I mean, turning the lights out when you're leaving somewhere, you can still have an online meeting. Anyway, thank you, Citrix, for your support. That works great, even with the lights out.
So I can tell I've been gone a long time because we have at least one new listener in the chat room, at least new to me, Megamind, who says that I look different. Wait, no, actually Elijah says I look different than he imagined, and Megamind said that he imagined me being bald with a goatee.
That's always how I imagine you, too.
Oh.
Underneath that mask and wig.
Yeah, the mask is to hide my goatee and the wig is to hide my bald head.
Well, Megamind is the guy that's blue and has a bald alien head.
And he has a soul patch.
I don't even know.
Or system soul.
System failure.
Anyway,
speaking of system failure.
It's like, I don't know how to podcast with you anymore, Jeremy.
I know. I don't know how to podcast at all anymore. But will my portions make it in? Am I podcasting right?
Riding a bike.
I'm just going to you fall off and scrape your knee a whole lot. That's what a podcast is.
Is that what
like.
You do? I think I'm getting my shoelaces tangled in the pedal.
Especially since the tires on your bike are flat.
Yeah, if you know what I mean. Anyway, for this podcast, because we've got John on here, and John, it's great to have you with us, Mr. East Stab.
I'm feeling that's going to stick for a long time.
You've got a new screen name.
It sticks very well. You've heard of West Side Story. This is East
Stab Story.
So we're going to have a lot of random noodle updates for you. So that's a very appropriate time to play this. Funny stuff from, you know what? We're just going to do from whenever.
Good. Funny stuff from whenever.
Yeah. Now, any meaning, my mo.
What was that noise I just made?
I don't know. I started...
That's not his podcasting voice.
I'll start out with this story.
Okay, do it.
Well, I've got a few things actually to share, but one of them happened recently, and I was reminded of this before we started the podcast. See, we do this thing called a podcast, which you know that, listeners, because you're listening. Hopefully you realize this is a podcast.
Daniel, I've been gone a while, but I don't think we have to start that far back.
Well, it's when I talk to people and tell them what we do, I use the phrase online radio, an online radio show. It's not technically accurate, but it's very understandable. So they just realize, oh, or I'd say internet radio show. So they just realize, oh, like a radio show that's on the internet makes perfect sense. And I explain more that, well, people can subscribe. You know, I do this whole thing. So I very rarely use the word podcast when I'm introducing what I do to someone, except when it needs to be properly named. Such is the case when I went to the post office recently and made sure that we could receive mail to my P.O. box to Once Podcast, our podcast about Once Upon a Time. So I went to the guy at the post office and I told him I need to add a name here to receive to my P.O. box, and it needs to be called Once Podcast. And here's the embarrassing thing about having to tell people I host a podcast. He didn't hear me quite right.
Oh, dear.
He's one of these locals, and we're going to talk about them in a little bit.
Wow, let's offend our entire home region.
And he said, once podcast?
Once upon a potty. It's like, sadly, we've discussed this in the past.
Those moments are like, let's just not acknowledge that that word was even spoken, and I'll just correct you.
That's for all our two-year-old internet users. Yeah, it's I can do this, mommy.
P-O-D-C-A-S-T. I should just spell it, not even try and say it, just spell it for them.
Right, so you mean a podcast?
A podunk cast.
Got plenty of that down here.
So that's my random noodle update. Jenny, how about we start, go on with yours?
I don't have a story.
Oh.
But I do want to give a shout out to the people who participated in my milk carton challenge.
Shout.
Woo!
That was all caps.
Okay, so Ian and Mary, thank you very much for your pictures. I will get them posted in the show notes ASAP. ASAP.
And those show notes will be over at cleancomedypodcast.com/119.
Yep. And the challenge was to take a picture of yourself drinking water out of a milk carton, just like me. Only these two people did not have straws like I did.
Drinking water out of a milk carton.
Yeah.
I've been gone.
You've been gone.
I've missed things.
We've been binge drinking.
I've had a
straight from the jug.
Yep. Wow.
Yep. I've had a milk carton that I was drinking out of for a few weeks, and it caught on.
Wow.
So.
It's the new trend.
Pictures.
The next major world leader is going to dictate that all people drink milk or drink water from the milk carton.
You guys will be ready.
That's an interesting prediction. I'm not ready for this.
Jeremy, what are your... Now, do we have time for your random new updates? Because you haven't been on for a long time.
I'm going to pace myself. The
refrigerator door has been closed.
And in the interest of using the oldest story first, I am going to go with one that I missed from my travels back in June. I took a picture to go along with it, which will be in the show notes. And I recently came across the picture, and so it reminded me. I pulled out the stuff in the back of the seat on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
One of the planes. One of the many planes that were involved in my life in June. And it was clearly the barf bag. The thing is, the bag said, I'll be back.
What?
Now, I assume that the proper use of this was to leave it on your seat with that side up if you were getting off the plane on a layover where you were coming back to the same plane to save your seat, which I don't even know why that's necessary. But just so they know you didn't leave your stuff and it's not lost, it's to say, I'll be back. But I just felt like... Okay, so you use this bag, and then it's sitting there, and it says, I'll be back. It just seems a little wrong and threatening. So if you do have to use one of those things, just to not send the wrong signal, try not to leave that side facing up. If if you leave this thing in the seat, which I probably would end up doing personally, because I don't want to be like, stewardess, or I'm sorry, that's a little, it's flight attendant.
I would call her stewardess.
Like, oh, I'm offended. They're like, trash. I'm like, here's this bag. I threw up into it. Please take it.
Can I have another one so that when I come back, I'll have a bag that says, I'll be back?
Yes. So, yeah. You can threaten people.
In our chat room, Megamind was asking, was it a French play?
Oh, my goodness. That is so inside ramen noodle.
It is. I didn't get that for the longest
time. Sorry, French people.
It's to talk
French. Daniel and Elijah.
To talk French, you have to sound like you are vomiting. And so sometimes we say, instead of saying, you know, people are vomiting, we just say they're speaking French all over the place.
I never got that because I've always thought the French is so beautiful. And when I married Daniel, French became some...
I'm not French.
Barf word.
French became some barf word.
We know. Where's the show going? We're talking about barf and potty casts.
Yeah.
We're talking about locals.
Oh, wow. I mean,
no, wait. No, this isn't a French podcast.
I'm glad you pointed that out, John, because I'm going to take the next story I was going to share, and I'm going to save it for a different week because it would just be too much in keeping.
You know, the one and only person who pretended to be French to call in, or maybe he is really French, and say that he was offended at us, is still one of our most loyal listeners.
That's because he knows we love everybody. We even love the French. That came out so wrong.
Oh, gosh.
We love your fries. So, oh, yeah, we love it.
Man.
Wow.
And we love butter, too.
Why am I having such a difficult time looking at my list of stories to share and finding one that does not relate to somehow this sort of theme?
It's the humor that everyone can relate to in
some
way.
I guess it is.
They've all got the little tags on them. French, local, French, local.
Potty.
Wow. Well, here's one. And this is truly being a life amateur, even at this stage of my life. I found that for some reason, when I write the word sweet, somewhere lodged in my brain was a misspelling of sweet. That I believe I have pulled out at various times to this day. S-W-E-A-T. And somewhere in the back of my mind would tick the thought, so strange that depending on context, sweat and sweet are spelled the same way. What is wrong with me? Why would I even... So somewhere, someone called me out on the fact that I wrote down sweat tea.
Oh,
and I looked at it and I said, you're right. I know how to spell sweet. Why would I do this? But then I started to realize, I think I do that a lot.
This is homemade and freshly run tea.
No. That's disgusting.
Daniel.
So, it's not good mood food at all.
You went there.
So talk about being a life amateur. What on earth is wrong with me?
Your spelling.
Apparently. And I mean, that's like one of my strong suits. Spelling and grammar, and yeah, I mean,
he's been a local too long.
Yeah, that's it. I'm gonna blame the locals. Blame the locals.
I mean, we're locals now, so we can blame locals.
We are too. Locals now.
We are the Borg. We are the locals.
Am I the only real local sitting in this room?
You might be. Were you born around here?
Like 20 minutes from here.
Wow. Yeah.
Northern Kentucky.
You're the true.
Oh.
Local.
Yeah.
So. Do you take offense at anything we're saying?
No.
Okay, great.
It's all totally 100,000% accurate, so.
His heart isn't local.
Then let's go ahead, John.
I feel really mean right now.
John, let's go ahead with some of your random noodle updates.
Okay. Let's start from my whole life.
Since the last time you were on this podcast.
Yeah, since the last time in my last life.
But only within those boundaries.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So it can go future.
That's right.
Yeah, no future. But
no future stories.
To go with the local theme and the way that people talk, there was this one time that my dad and I, we've done a lot of traveling. We actually played bong dong dong bang bluegrass
Yeehaw.
What language was that?
It's banjo. Dun, dun, dun. Okay.
Yeah. And John didn't speak another word of English for the rest of the show.
So we traveled a lot doing bluegrass, and there's a lot of bluegrass stuff down further in Kentucky. And so we were in the Lexington area at a Waffle House, which just is like, that's like the beginning of a joke anyway.
The epicenter of local.
You guys walk into a Waffle House. And this couple who was clearly from out of town, they're probably from where you guys are from. And they look at this
the moon
man waitress man woman.
Did you just say man waitress?
The waiter man or something.
A man that walks up and calls you hon. What do you want, hon?
I think she was a woman deep down. But anyway,
dear.
So this couple. Easy, Jeremy. We don't potty cast on that.
Oh dear.
They look up at the waitress and they say, "Excuse me, can you tell us how to get to Louisville?" Or no, they didn't even say that. They said Louisville.
Louisville.
So can you tell us how to get to Louisville? And I think she spat out some chewing tobacco before she said this. She's like, "You mean Louisville?" And me and my dad just kind of looked at each other and just like, yeah, we're in Kentucky. So
if there can be an L in it, there will be one in it around here. An L and an R.
Well, R, definitely. You're going to wash
at the end of
the dishes with my cousin.
Is that a disability you have? You have a cousin on you or something?
I got to get that looked at, that cousin. This thing off my chest. So... So yes, but that'd be one random noodle update of just the fascination that I have with the way that people talk around here and everywhere. I'll pull people aside at just random places and be like, "Okay, I'm going to write down this word. Tell me how you say it." And if they say it correctly, give them a pat on the back. Good job. For example, meal.
Meal.
Yes, meal.
Like what you eat.
Yeah, not mill, like a sawmill. And, you know, like...
I'd like a kid's mill, please.
A kid's mill.
Oh, dear. It's where we mill kids.
Oh. Or they just churn out kids every now and
then. Oh,
stop making that sound.
That's enough.
I know some kids' mills.
Oh, God.
We're having another one. You just had that one last month.
I know some people like that, too. There wasn't time.
Oh.
This is getting really,
you,
really off.
So you get the monthly rate and the maternity cast. It's just turning into the mean cast.
So there's mill, there's, I don't know, what are some other words that I'm trying to think?
Across?
Yeah. That, I hear that so often, and it stands out to me so much when people say across. Mm-hmm. With the T at the end, that when someone doesn't say it, in my mind, I'm saying, "Oh, you mean across?"
Well, you just said another one, OFTEN.
Often.
Yeah, yeah, I hear often a lot, or often. I think I say often.
I do.
Often. I think I say often.
There might be some disagreements in this very room.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure we all say often.
I know one that's not even just a local thing. It's like an everyone thing. Everyone who speaks English, how do you say the word caramel?
Wait, I can't spell that fast.
Caramel.
Oh.
Caramel.
I'm a local. So.
You sound like me.
I'm never a good fast speller.
Wait, I have
either.
To visualize the letters before I can know what you said. Yeah.
Caramel?
I grew up saying caramel. Everybody seems like they say caramel.
Or caramel.
Then there's that one.
Caramel. Caramel. Caramel?
I've heard caramel.
Like caramel, except caramel.
I've not heard caramel yet.
So at this point, I like to say, that tan sweet stuff. Actually, I don't. That would be, with that accent, that would probably be a local.
Yeah.
Sorry, well, locals. I feel really, really mean.
Well, the thing about this area...
I love you.
Is there's so many different ways of speaking that you come across.
It's true. It's
like, yeah. Because if you go... like 10 to 20 miles south, you run into, hey, y'all want some of that there chewing tobacco I got to pick down down in the holler.
The holler.
You go about 15 minutes north, and it's like, oh, yes, and can we have a sandwich?
Yes, that squished one. And one day, you wrote down for me what you hear when those people say thank you.
You even said
I did not. Well, I did a little. It's starting to warp my brain because I can't hear it.
The proper pronunciation is thank you, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I've heard so many say think yo.
He writes down,
yeah,
think yo or yeah. He's like, here, say this. Yow. And then think I suddenly yow. Realized what he was doing. Oh, okay.
I thought you were going to say that you've heard people say thank you.
No, not
thank
here.
You. Thank you.
Thank you. No, not we here get that so sometimes. Much, but more like, yeah, like think yo.
Yeah. And right after you did that, people were coming up to me. Actually, it might be time for my bumper if you can play it. Well, just for fun, it's because it's really kind of midstream. But I just want to hear it because it's been so long.
Why would you play such a thing?
Oh, that wasn't your bumper.
No.
And now, Tales from the Drive-Thru.
Yeah, that. Every time somebody would say, thank you. Oh, okay. Regardless of how they said it, I started to laugh, especially because so many of them were saying it.
Can
it
I get was some all more catch up? Yeah, and here you go. Thank you.
And it's mostly, sorry, this is true, it's mostly women. Maybe exclusively.
I've never heard. Sometimes.
You yeah. said thanks.
It's not something women do.
Or thanks.
It's not something all thanks. Women do. It's just thanks. That this particular accent seems to not be something that men do. Around here,
because they don't say thank you, they exactly. just like drive away.
Yeah, because you know, in addition to that,
it's a grunt.
They don't talk. The corresponding men to these women just don't say anything. But
they'll what, pull up and point.
Like, can I have?
That's what yeah. happens.
And it almost yeah. sounds like Boston, but it's not. And then it's well, thank y'all.
Well, I've read up actually on dialect and things, and there's actually a real thing called the Northern Cities vowel shift that adds a y sound to vowels like kient and kien and sandwich and thanks. It's like it's real. It's like in like Chicago and Cincinnati and Columbus and like northern cities. It's real. Huh. So it's an
real.
Epidemic.
Where
folks.
Did it come from?
Guard your and children.
Where can it go?
It's created in a lab in New York or something.
You think kudzu is bad? Wait till this starts growing on trees.
What?
Kudzu is this.
Kudzu. Oh,
we all know
kudzu.
What kudzu is.
I remember now. I forgot, though, because I'm not.
My family's from Eastern Kentucky, so it's like going out in the kudzu patch. And,
you do that even better than I do.
Well, because I'm from there.
Well, Daniel, we have all agreed that your Southern accent is really lacking Southernness.
And you can replace the word Southern with blank.
Yeah.
Sorry, Daniel.
Right.
Y'all want some sweet tea?
You sound like Gomer Pyle.
Hey, Shazam.
Speaking of the way people say things, there was something that happened with us just recently. And between Jenny and I, we were watching a movie through...
May I just cut in here and say that I am from South Carolina?
Yes. Okay.
And what if we said no? I think you already cut in. Just kidding. South Carolinian.
So we're watching a movie, or we're watching a TV show.
That is so local.
On our Nintendo Wii through the Hulu app on our Nintendo Wii.
That is so complicated.
Yeah, that's really important to the story, Daniel.
Yeah, it is, actually.
It was a Tuesday.
So we have the Nintendo Wiimote is our controller for this. And I had to go take our dog outside during a commercial break, but the commercial had just started.
Let me cut in again and say how long we've been married.
We have
been
almost
married
2 years.
Almost 2 years, and we've had this Wii thing. Wii player, Wii remotes.
The Nintendo Wii.
We've had that the whole time. Okay, continue.
So I was going to go outside and take our dog out while these commercials were playing, but I realized I'd still be outside while the commercials finish, and then the show comes back on. So I was going to tell Jenny to pause it, but I wasn't quite thinking very clearly. And instead of just outright saying, pause it, which I mean, she probably would have known anyway to pause.
I would have known.
Instead, I was thinking of the Wiimote, and there are two primary buttons you press on the Wiimote. Now, when you hold the Wiimote, the Wii remote, it's technically called.
Can we when get you Wiimote hold it,
and that's a whole other dialect.
That's universal.
when you use this, generally it is horizontal. So most of the buttons are on the top, and then there's the trigger button on the bottom. But when you play most games, you're playing with just one or two buttons. There's the trigger on the bottom of it, and the A button on the top of it. So what I said, thinking kind of in this way, what I said when going out, I said pause it when the commercials are done. Or I might not even said that. I said something like, press the top button when the commercials are done. And because I was thinking, you know, the top button is the top one that you normally press when you're holding it. It's the one on the top that you press. And the one on the bottom is the trigger. Mm-hmm. And I hear from Jenny, A. So I said, press the top button. Thinking that she just didn't hear me.
I have never said A, meaning what?
Because that sounds just like Jenny.
Funny looking beavers, A.
Now
A.
I understand why you interjected how long you've been married.
Yep.
That's great.
It was one of those moments where I just wasn't thinking.
He had a moment of pure insanity. That's what it was.
How many times did this happen?
What?
An hour later, A, the one on the top!
It's like, who's on first? B? No, don't be something. That top.
Oh my goodness.
And on the Wiimote, A isn't even the top button.
It's a power button.
It's the power button.
Yeah.
So I was like, you better be happy I didn't actually push the top button.
I'm with my fellow Southerner on that one.
Jenny, could you speak with an accent for the rest of the night?
Why?
I know you got one.
Do it.
I've forgotten it.
What? Wait, what was that?
What was that one?
I don't know.
It almost sounded like Dutch or something.
I've forgotten it. I don't know where it went. It's gone.
You done forgot it?
Yep.
Yeah.
When I go back to my parents' house, I really notice. Because they all still talk that way.
I had forgotten that when I went down for your wedding, that I was like, wow, it's a new accent. I've never heard this before.
My mom and my sister both, like.
And it was much stronger with other people in town.
Yeah, and they add syllables to things.
like several syllables.
Maybe it's time to bring back that story about, like, you were ordering something in a restaurant, and this woman added syllables to a word.
Well, I remember being at a Walmart down there.
Oh, right.
I think I talked about that in an episode a while back. The lady like would pick a random syllable in her word to just stretch out. Yeah. And I cannot imitate it the way she did, but it was almost like when you're on Skype. Have you ever been on a Skype call and the phrase is Skype out, where it kind of hangs or it drags it just a little bit and then it quickly resumes?
Yeah.
That's kind of like what this lady actually sounded like.
With that robotic stutter.
It's just like she's talking and then suddenly stretch syllable and then talking again and stretch syllable.
Yeah. So I went to the back of the store.
I do declare it ain't a fail.
Hey John, what other observations do you have about the locals?
Oh, well,
the yokels.
Where do I start? Well, Jeremy and I were talking about driving all the way over here. It's like
they talk like they drive.
Yeah.
Or drive like they talk.
Or something.
Something.
But I was saying there's this new device they put on cars now. There's like a stalk they put next to the steering wheel, and if you push up or down on it, there's these lights on the outside of your car that are like attached to the headlights and taillights, and they'll flash on one side of your car telling other drivers like which way you're about to turn or if you're about to change lanes or something. Or just, yeah. And so it's new though. I think most people are still trying to catch on to this concept.
Yes.
I use them too.
Yeah,
South Carolinians use them.
Yeah,
and everybody thinks that they just mean, oh man, he's about to cut in front of me, I better go past him really, really fast. If I can
across the lane, really
across. And it, people see those signs that say speed limit, and they think that just is their odds of getting pulled over. They don't really know what they mean.
I got a 1 in 70 chance of getting pulled over, Annabelle.
45? That's really high. I better make sure I keep it under 30.
Or else we'll get a nosebleed.
55? My chances are pretty good of getting where I'm going without getting pulled over, so I think I can even do 70. That's fine. Hopefully I can drive right through this guy in front of me.
That shortens the amount of time that it's possible for you to get pulled over. Wait, right. Did you just say that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure what he said.
I'm not sure what I said. It's because it's so confusing. I'm still trying to figure it out.
You're so confusing.
I'm so confusing.
Yeah, you are so confusing.
I hope I can think about it when we're not podcasting, unless I don't exist at that time.
Wait, Jeremy.
Yeah?
You cease to exist when this is done? Do you go to like limbo or something?
It's kind of like the light on a freezer. When you close the door, the light ceases to be a
light. So I'm the light of the refrigerator and the freezer?
It's like one of those endless limbo things at a roller rink.
Yeah. What if we stopped podcasting?
What if we just sat here in silence for like 30 seconds? Would he kind of like almost exist? He'd short circuit. Wait a minute, he's not real. My hand just went through him.
That's the sound it makes.
I guess you would
know
better than all
of us. We have cats fighting in the studio. Wow.
Yes. Grew up across the street from people who had cats that kind of drifted in and out of their house, and you'd be just sitting outside or whatever at night and just hear, just like them fighting.
That happens on my street, too. I think cats are a local thing.
Fighting cats are a local thing. They get along in California.
Yes.
You've heard of the fighting Irish? These are the fighting cats.
And
well, we got bear cats and wild cats and bobcats in Ohio. And so it's
Buckeye cats and
Bengal cats.
By the way, not an Ohio State fan. Love Buckeye candy. Just saying.
Oh, did you say Buckeye?
Buckeye candy.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said Black Eye.
And then I realized it.
It's the children's version of the Black Eyed Peas.
You like black eyes? Well, here, let me give you a couple.
I've got a feeling that today's going to be a good day. I'm going to get potty trained.
What is happening right now?
I don't know.
It's the children's version of Black Eyed Peas.
Oh.
Black Eyed Candy.
Oh, okay.
It's like the kids rock. It's all the kids.
I've got a feeling. Yeah.
That might have to be made if it hasn't been already. Oh, we can recruit some local kids.
I got a feeling.
I've had kids. Some kids.
You've had kids.
I mean,
when did this happen?
I think I would know about this.
And the next phrase was not going to make this any better. In Sunday school.
Oh my gosh.
So that would be just locals. Awkward. Locals.
I was born in Sunday school.
See? Did you hear that?
It was.
That was. What kind of accent is that?
I don't know, like old geezer kind of.
I was born in Sunday school.
Old mind digger.
I was born in Sunday school.
But some of these kids that have been in my Sunday school classes before have really deep Southern accents. And it's. It almost sounds like they're faking it. It's that thick.
Yeah.
And their parents don't sound that way. So I don't know where they get it from. But the first couple times this happened from a couple kids, I felt like saying,
couple,
please be respectful. Don't talk like that.
Oh,
but so good.
That would have been horrible.
Because that's just the way they talk.
I'm going to say that the next time I hear a deep Southern accent.
Hey, preacher, where's the Book of Malachi?
But I'm glad I didn't, because that would have been so terrible if I offended.
Oh, so terrible.
Them. Yeah. But then again, people point out stuff that us more Northerners do. Like Jenny has pointed out to me that I tend to use this phrase, I need to get there. Or what is it?
It's
like we're in the kitchen and she's in the way of something.
Oh. Or something like, I want out. They just leave out the to get part. I want to get there. I need to get there. I need to get out.
I need there. Or how about, that's something I've said.
Yeah. How about leaving out the words to be?
I need to be. I don't like that.
That coffee's old. It needs dumped.
Oh, yes. yeah, it needs dumped.
Grammar Girl actually did an episode on this a little while back.
Yeah, he didn't believe me until he heard Grammar Girl.
Well, Jenny mentioned it, and I thought, I don't say it that often, do I? But then when I heard all of these examples that Grammar Girl was referring to in this episode, I think she called needs washed. Mm-hmm. I realized, wow, I say a lot of these. Yeah. I don't just say I need there or whatever it was I was saying.
I need there.
I need there.
I need there to come to me because I don't want to get up.
I need their money.
Oh.
That works.
Well.
Wow.
Hmm.
Well, I do have some other things that have come in for us.
Ooh, other things.
And yes.
Did somebody send chocolate?
Unfortunately,
no. Did somebody send coffee?
No. But I do have a combination of totally awesome things to share, and this would go under this segment. Or the segment we like to refer to as Noodles in the News.
Isn't there like an announcement that goes in that?
Mm. Well, yeah, there would be. If I played the right sound clip, there would be an announcement there.
Oh, I see.
But I didn't. I played the closing.
I couldn't remember if you usually say it or if it's usually in the clip.
Okay. Name something totally awesome that the rubbing of it on something else can make it awesome.
My brain.
Okay. Name something else that's even better.
Earthworms.
Okay, I'm thinking bacon. Say bacon.
Bacon.
Okay, good job. What is a great breakfast food they make a lot around? Wait.
Eggs?
At International House of Pancakes.
Sausage!
This is not
pancakes,
going well.
Pancakes, perhaps?
Pancakes, yes, bingo!
Oh.
Thank you,
John. They play bingo at IHOP?
Oh.
Tuesday nights. They hop around on a bingo thing. That's where the name came from.
That's how bingo is played. By hopping.
I thought that was his name-o. Well,
Jenny, a few weeks ago, Jenny made this really cool breakfast that she made pancakes with bacon in them.
I did.
Which, what?
Yeah.
Can I get the recipe for that? My wife would flip.
the pancakes. Yes.
She would so totally flip a pancake over this.
With bacon in it.
Well, turns out there's actually a song about this particular breakfast food.
Shut up. What did you do? You got done eating these bacon pancakes and you got on YouTube and you searched bacon pancakes.
There's gotta be something about this.
I do this for every breakfast I eat. I want to find a song about it.
Really?
This showed up on Mashable.com.
Come
recently.
On, stale frosted flakes.
Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancakes. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake.
Bacon
pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes.
Anyway, it goes on like that for a minute and a half.
Wow. Oh,
this song changed my life.
Let it play quietly while we talk over it, okay?
We're going to have to start singing this.
Well, as Mashable said, this is a song that you will never get out of your mind for the rest of eternity. And they did say, though, if it does get stuck and you need help, then start singing It's a Small World After All.
I mean, they're right. I'm still hearing it in my head.
It's like the volume's simply been turned down.
I know.
But they made a song and a cartoon about Jenny's breakfast.
All right. We'll have this. I'm going to watch it every morning.
Oh, this would make a great alarm clock for in the morning.
Just yeah, I like
his
that
arm
too.
Dangles at a funny angle, and now I'm going to see that in my brain.
Oh,
if
there's
I ever
more
have
cartoons by him. I want to watch them all.
Mathematically, we call that the dangle angle.
Wow, do we? Just hold that at the dangle angle. What's that? 45 degree angle.
Well, it's the angle of a pancake, of course. We'll have this video in the show notes.
That's my favorite part.
We'll have this video in the show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/119. And check that out and sing that song all the time. Set it as your alarm clock, your ringtone. I think
James Brown's version of that would have been better. James Brown.
I thought we were about to hear it.
Oh.
Me too.
No. Any music in the background.
When you said James, I was thinking James Earl Jones. I was like, making bacon pancakes. Bacon
I want those pancakes captured alive.
Bring them to me.
None of us have deep enough voices to do that.
No, sadly.
If you had a cold, Daniel, you could do it.
Yeah. But then I just sound like Ron Trzynski from the original Mattress Factory.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, please tell that story.
The original Mattress Factory.
Mattress Factory.
Okay, in the greater Cincinnati area, there is this... I've got to try and find this video while I'm
please
looking.
Do. This would make my night.
There is this place called the Original Mattress Factory.
Now, is it for original mattresses or the original factory?
I don't know.
Oh, but the other night we were out getting ice cream. We were across the street from this place, and Daniel told me the story, and I laughed.
And I laughed.
And I did.
Well, I laughed. I laughed.
And that's why I had this memory, is I saw this place that was called Original Mattress, and I can't remember if I had the word factory, but
I'm so happy I'm finally going to get this to hear this guy's voice.
This, I don't know if he still does this. Maybe the guy's dead. I don't know. Fell asleep on his mattresses, and has been sleeping wonderfully forever since. Around the Cincinnati area, there are several talk radio stations I used to listen to before I listened to podcasts. And and there was this guy that would do these radio commercials, the Original Mattress Factory. And let me see if this sounds like him.
Consider the spring.
Yep, this is him. Oh, almost. This is a TV commercial.
Right, the box spring. At the Original Mattress Factory, we believe that the box spring is essential to the overall quality of a mattress set. Our box springs have heavy-duty Amish-built wood frames and flexible steel modules, providing the comfort, support, and durability you need. Just another way that the Original Mattress Factory offers genuine value from the inside out.
That spring was trying to shake his hand, and he didn't do it.
He left it hanging.
He's weak because he's a local.
They have really improved their branding, but he used to say these phrases like, better than the comparable national brands. And his radio commercials would be just him talking. No music, no sound effects.
Oh.
And it was just him talking
about. No cartoons.
No little cartoon springs running around.
It would show up on your little radio dial. Look at that.
Boing.
So this guy with his voice became very familiar to several people around Cincinnati. And my mom would listen to some of the same radio stations that I would listen to, talk radio stations. And she would hear this commercial too. So this one time, I think I caught a cold or was coming down with a cold. And I was on my way home from work. And my mom, this was back when I first started working. And my mom, of course, wanted me to call when I left and call when I got home, even though she was home too. She wanted me to call anyway. And
call when you got home.
No. Mom, just walking in the door.
I just walked in the door.
That's because we didn't have texting back then.
Oh, okay.
Hey, that dirt on the floor, Mom, that's me.
Well, so I had this cold this one time, and when I was talking and coming down with this sore throat and losing my voice, I realized I think I sound like Ron Trzynski from the Original Mattress Factory. So when I called home, I got the answering machine. I thought, I'm going to have some fun with this. So I started off saying, hi, this is Ron Trzynski from the Original Mattress Factory, and I'd like to tell you about how our mattresses are better than the comparable national brands.
Wow.
And then I said something, I think I might have said either, and we're on your way, I'll be there.
We're on your way?
We'll be there in about an hour. Love you. Bye. I can't remember. I can't remember quite how I ended it. I might have just stopped and just said, no, I'm kidding. It's me. But whichever way I did it, my mom later told me that she freaked out because she thought Ron Trzynski was actually calling her.
That's awesome.
I could see that, actually.
Because I use the same buzzwords and everything.
Same buzzwords.
Mm-hmm. Incomparable national brand.
Could somebody please sing "It's a Small World"?
Yeah, I know. I'm still here.
I mean, it even it's like it's still on. It's still playing. It might be ruining my life. Don't play it again.
It's amazing.
Mommy.
It sounds like it's from the 60s.
I love his little dangling arm. Pancakes.
Yeah, anyway.
I'm going to watch this over and over again. Because that's what I do.
And it will watch you over and over again.
Dear.
Whenever you're baking pancakes.
Bacon pancakes.
It's bringing.
Wow, there's a 10-hour version.
Oh, are you serious?
No. I am. There really is. I'm on YouTube right now.
That's
10
horrible.
Hours.
What would happen to you?
Do people have
you would have to make bacon pancakes.
It's like when you stare at a light and then look at a different wall, or you stare at some black shape on a white page and then look at a white wall. That's what it's like listening to that. You stop listening to it, and it's still there.
I think your eyes would become like his...
And like giant pieces of like glass or something.
Discs. Giant ping pong balls.
Yeah. It goes on.
So I'll find a video, by the way, from Ron Trzynski.
Find the 10-hour one. How about that?
You should just leave that playing on the live page at noodle.mx/live so people can just come, pop in, chat, and listen to it for a little while, and then leave.
It's part of our brainwashing.
Let's pick bacon pancake day. Our brain baconing day, you mean?
Well, boy, time has flown. Jeremy, it's great to have you back. Are you going to like become a regular part of the ramen noodle, or what do you think?
It depends on if I can recover from this bacon pancake thing.
We had this conversation maybe like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. I think there's a definite possibility of this.
May probably.
I don't even know what we're talking about now.
I love it.
I think it was somewhere around episode 12 that you joined officially.
Officially, you mean?
Yeah.
And unofficially before that.
Mm-hmm. You're just like special guest, and you're a special guest again. You're even more
special.
My mama says I'm special.
Your mama says, oh, wait. Oh, you just said that.
Wow.
Well, listeners, we'd love for you to check out the show notes and get these links to these videos and more over at cleancomedypodcast.com/119. And you can follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle. That's theramennoodle.
That's long. I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me at twitter.com/phlegon. That's phlegon.
And I'm Jenny, and you can follow me at twitter.com/jennysnook.
And I'm Jonathan Eastep, and you can follow me at twitter.com/... No, yeah, I'm trying to remember what it is. JON_Eastep91.
That's now, spell your last name again.
Estep. Like email, eBay, okay. Eastep.
Okay.
You're going to have to just change that to Eaststab.
Yeah, that'll go over well.
Or you could change it to bacon pancakes.
Bacon pancakes.
This is John, a.k.a. bacon pancakes.
Although that'd be really embarrassing to introduce yourself to someone and say, "Hi, I'm bacon pancakes."
Yup.
Like, do you bake those or do you fry them? No. Bacon, not bacon.
Actually,
bacon, not bacon.
This sounds so southern, but you should try fried pancakes sometime.
Y'all should dress them in their fried pancakes.
This was an idea that I had the other day that I used our pancake batter and I poured it into some oil that we had and I fried it and it actually turned out pretty good.
Deep fried.
Yeah, deep fried. And it was kind of like...
Like a funnel cake.
Yeah. Sprinkled with powdered sugar and it was really good.
Correction to my Twitter. I forgot what it was. I haven't been on there in a while because I don't have a smartphone anymore because my smartphone wasn't really that smart. And the battery would just die. Like, plugged in, unplugged, dead. Sorry. So I have a dumb phone which works all the time.
A good dumb job. Phone.
I have it. One too.
Yeah.
We're in the same club.
It doesn't have a mind of its own.
It is just J-O-N underscore E-S-T-E-P. That's it. That's easy.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
No numbers.
John underscore Estep.
Yes.
Estepe.
Only not Estep. I don't know how many times I've gotten called.
Estep.
Yeah, we're looking for... Or it's like somebody foreign. Hello, I'm looking for Jonathan Estep. Well, it's Estep, but this is me.
Okay, thank you. Would you like a new computer? My bottom is beautiful.
Yeah, we needed a new group to interrupt, to offend. Let's just pick on Indians since they live right across the river over there in Indiana.
Yep.
Oh.
Wow.
The other locals.
And they shop at our Walmart.
They shop.
I was hoping you wouldn't pick that up.
And they shop at our Walmart. It's our Walrus Mart.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. What are they doing? They're all down here shopping. And what? Don't they have jobs? Why are they shopping all the time? And then driving the car and clogging with all the traffic out on the roads. I mean, geez. Stop it. Just stop it.
Don't they have Walmarts there?
What? Go back to your own Walmart.
Oh, go back. My goodness.
Did we mention Northern Kentucky's crowded? If you're sensing some hostility.
Oh, listeners, please join us live.
Not dead. We don't want to smell that.
We do this podcast live every Wednesday evening at our summer schedule is 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That's GMT minus 4 over at noodle.mx/live. And we've got a bunch of people there in the chat room right now. Megamind, Doxin, Roses Dancing for Christ, Rava, Nerdo 12,000, the latest model of the nerd.
Slash Tim. Nerdo 12,000 slash Tim. That's what it says.
Dream Drop Distance. Mary Elijah Elias
Mary Escape, Elijah
Tyler Telpri, and several anonymouses in there. So thank you everyone for joining us. You can join us live Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That's GMT minus 4 over at noodle.mx/live. Get the show notes for this episode over at cleancomedypodcast.com/119. TheRamenNoodle.com/119 still works too. But
oh, that's what you were going
to
say.
Cleancomedypodcast.com is so much easier to say, to spell, and Google so likes it too.
That's Clean Comedy Podcast.
So
clean and potty in the same sentence.
Oh.
As always, we'd love to hear your funny stuff, dear listeners. So please email feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or leave a voicemail at 903-231-2221. Or you can go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the Send a Voice Message tab on the right side and record a message right from your computer. So check out everything and please leave an iTunes rating and review, especially a written review. You can get to us directly in iTunes by going to cleancomedypodcast.com/iTunes. So next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. Thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a light bulb in the refrigerator, proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts like How to Podcast, at Once Upon a Time Podcast, and others I can't remember right now. They're all over at noodle.mx, part of the Noodle Mix Network at noodle.mx.
Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake.
Seriously, I'm gonna watch that over and over again.
No doubt.
Right after this is done.
You're gonna damage your brain.
I'm going to do it.
This is your brain. This is your brain on bacon pancakes.